This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Uplift, DeMuso, and Till are startups offering loans to recent college graduates, professionals moving to a new city, and others who want to build credit or could use assistance making rent payments and are entering a market long associated with payday lenders. Compared with cash advance loans, which come with an annual interest rate as high as 700% in some states, funds from the rent lending startups are available at much lower costs, some with credit card borrowing rates at less than 20%. California investigators confirmed that the campfire that killed 85 people and wiped out a town of 25,000 was caused by PG&E utility equipment. Mexico's Senate approved a historic law requiring written contracts, paid vacation, and annual bonuses for domestic workers, which also opens the door to Mexico's Social Security system, providing health care. The law also bars workers less than 15 years of age and mandates rest periods of at least 9 hours per day and a day and a half off per week. Banners and inflatable cat and rat balloons that unions sometimes use during demonstrations can qualify as illegal forms of secondary picketing, the National Labor Relations Board General Counsel's Office said in one of several advice memoranda. College Board, the administrator of the SAT test, plans to assign an adversity score to every student who takes the SAT to try to capture their social and economic background, jumping into the debate raging over race and class in college admissions. New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art has stopped accepting gifts from the Sackler family, owners of OxyContin, after years of receiving millions from them. A report from UN relief agencies says that 10 million North Koreans, or 40% of the population, is suffering food shortages. The U.S. has pulled air marshals from plane and passenger protection to the border to help customs enforcement agents there. German authorities have raided 11 financial offices around their country for possible links to tax evasion. Hong Kong authorities charged a former executive at J.P. Morgan Chase with bribery, adding to the fallout from the bank's controversial sons and daughters hiring program in Asia. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.